American employers eased up on hiring in April, but upward revisions to job numbers in the previous 2 months, along with a decline in the number of people looking for work, brought the nation's unemployment rate to a three-year low of 8.1%. White House economic advisor Alan Krueger says the evidence suggests the economy continues to heal from the worst downturn since the Great Depression.
Numbers, as you know, are very volatile. We're going to have some ups and downs. That's the nature of economic recoveries. But I think we are on a stronger path.
Wall Street was not so forgiving. Stock futures fell sharply after the opening bell, and oil prices dipped below $100 a barrel on fears the U.S. recovery may be losing momentum. At the current pace of hiring, economists say it could take years to bring unemployment numbers to near normal levels of around 5 to 6%. But Nobel Prize-winning economist Edmund Phelps says it may be time to consider a new normal.
We're not looking at an economy nearly as healthy as it was, I think, in the middle of the 90s. My seat-of-the-pants feeling is that the new normal is in the neighborhood of 7%.
President Obama acknowledged that more needs to be done to put Americans back to work. But on Fox News Friday, Republican presidential challenger Mitt Romney took the job numbers as an opportunity to attack the president's economic policies.
We seem to be slowing down, not speeding up. This is not progress. This is very, very disappointing.
There are some bright spots. The construction trade says employment is up in nearly half of the country's major metropolitan areas. Ken Simonson is the chief economist at Associated General Contractors of America.
For the first time in 5 years, it looks as if construction overall will be higher than it was in the previous year. But not every region of the country, not every segment of the industry is benefiting. It's a very spotty improvement.
Despite increased hiring in retail and professional services, the number of unemployed Americans remained virtually unchanged. About 12.5 million Americans are still looking for work. More than 5 million have been unemployed for 6 months or longer. Millar Sega, VOA News, Washington.